This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Tranmere played last night at the Diva Stadium. They won 3-2 against bitter rivals Chester. And we can catch up now with club photographer Richard Alter. Richard, what a game it was.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, it was a fantastic match, wasn't it? And what a result as well for the boys to come back with.
I know. At one point, I think, Tranmere were down twice in the game and Jay Harris got them level just after half-time after a pretty dodgy penalty was given, shall we say, in the first few minutes. If anyone hasn't seen the replays of this on TV, firstly, it's pretty inconclusive as to whether or not there's contact made. But secondly, it was a good 3 or 4 foot outside the box.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was at the point it was given, I was the opposite end, but I've seen it back on TV since, and it was, I don't even think there's any contact, to be honest, when the lad's gone down. But that aside, it's so far out of the box. But it kind of reminded me of the start, like the Lincoln game up before Christmas, when we went at goal down pretty early on, and then kind of had a lion's share of possession much of the half, but didn't do too much with it. Second half's obviously a different story, and I think Mickey got his substitution spot on. I think Jay Harris has come on and done a great job. It's a big blow, isn't it, losing Lewis Maynard? I mean, have you heard anything in terms of what the injury is, Matt, or how long he's going to be out? Or?
Well, Lewis came off last night, so he was injured in the run-up to the penalty actually being given. So we're talking about 5 or 6 minutes, and it looked like a hip injury to me. Mickey Mellon couldn't confirm exactly what he'd done last night, but he said that the early diagnosis is not good and it looks like he'll be out for a while. So the injury's mounting up for Tranmere. If you look at him being out, and obviously there's no Ben Tollett till the end of the season, Jack Dunn's another 4 weeks away, James Wallace 3 weeks away, Jake Kirby's not going to play for several months. You know, there's 5 or 6 key players there. And when Tranmere are still picking up results and now second in the table, it's a testament to how well they're doing.
Well, that's it, isn't it? The injuries that seem to come around every season, we seem to hit a spell where they're dropping like flies. And I've got to say, the Barrow game the other week, we went one down and come back in some style. And then obviously the early blow yesterday with the goal and the injury, and we've come back again and showed. I just see at the minute in the team a real kind of mental toughness as well. And I think for the first time in a few years, we've got a squad there that kind of, they're fighting for the club, they're fighting every game for every point, and I think the fans really rising to that. I think there's been a bit of kind of obviously anger and frustration with the fans in recent years, and it's kind of been hard for I think any manager to get the fans on board. But I think one thing Mickey Mellon's really done is galvanised the players and the fans and brought them together as one. And I think last night and even last home game against Barrow, the atmosphere was just something else, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was. You were obviously around pitch level taking photos of the game, but you must have some brilliant ones of the crowd last night, especially when that third goal went in from Andy Cook.
Oh yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, so Cookie kind of ran the opposite side to where I was sat, and I was trying to get some photos of that, and then all of a sudden there's just fans passing me by kind of all sides really, and a few seconds later a flare landed about 6 yards away to me to my left, and it was amazing. It was just brilliant to be kind of that close to the action. It was just. I think once we got a 2-2, I think everyone just had a feeling that there's something else in this for us. Yeah, if we push them, they did. And it was amazing, wasn't it? What an end to a game that was. What a game. Certainly for any neutrals watching it on the TV, it was, it's a bit cliched, but it was a great game for the neutral to watch as well.
But it was never going to be a game that had nothing happening, was it? Tranmere versus Chester, or Chester v Tranmere, I should say. I have to say, I was sitting next to the club's press officer. I was there covering it for The Echo, and I said to him after 87 or 88 minutes, I said, I'm not writing an intro to this match report yet because something else is going to happen. There's going to be a goal somewhere, and lo and behold, Andy Cook steps up, and as we've seen before this season, he makes a big difference, doesn't he? And that's the difference with Tranmere squad this year compared to previous years. They've got genuine match winners.
Well, that's it. And he's a colossus. He must be a nightmare to defend against. I think bringing him on with what he come on about half an hour to go, I think, against tiring defenders on a heavy pitch, he's just one of them players. You hit it long in the air. You saw it with his goal. It was a snapshot of what Andy Cook is. It was a long ball from the keeper. He's bullied the defender, cushioned a great header down to Mackie, who's then touched it back on. And, he's hit it in from the edge of the box. He is, eating pull. Same with James Norwood's team, with all four forwards, as you saw last night with Mangan and Stockton. Given the right moment, they can all be match winners, and they've all got that little bit of quality that at this level turns, as we saw last night, draws into 3 points, doesn't it?
So look at the table now then. Tranmere are 2 points behind Lincoln, who play Aldershot today, which will not be an easy game for Lincoln. Aldershot have got a cracking home record. The only thing is Lincoln have played a game more so at this stage. So it could be where Tranmere are back 5 points behind Lincoln tonight, having played the same amount of games.
I think so, but I mean, we've got enough games to play ourselves, haven't we? And you know, they've obviously got the nice distraction of that Arsenal tie coming up. And I mean, I fancy Aldershot to take at least a point off them this afternoon. If I'm honest, you know, it's a horrible place. You've been down there as well as I have. I think it's not a nice place to watch football, let alone play it. I think they've had a few. Yeah, they've tried been rotating the squad a bit, Lincoln as well, the last week or so with the cup. So I think we're right in this title race. And I said it to a couple of people, well, anyone who'd listen really before Christmas, I think we're going to have a stab at this title. And a 2-1 last night, that might have been changing slightly, but you know, shame on me for doubting them. They've turned it around, and I think it's going to go right up to the wire, mate. And I think there's something, seeing the attitude with all the injuries like we discussed and the way we can fight at the minute, I think we could do this. I really do.
Oh, brilliant to hear, Richard. Just what finally, we'll sum up last night before we let you go. And when that goal went in, the elation in the Tranmere end, as you said, it did spill onto the pitch a little bit from some of the fans. But what an important win that could end up being. What an important goal that could end up being come the end of the season.
Oh, it's massive. You know, I mean, every single season we look back and, you know, when we were chasing playoffs in League One or trying to stay up in League Two, you know, there's always the odd points you look back on and think, oh, if only we'd have hung on there or grabbed that extra goal there. And those 2 points are massive. And I think, you know, that win last night is just, I think it's going to spur the team on as much as, you know, the 3 points are great for the league and all that. But I think the impact that will make on the fans' spirit and the morale of the players as well, I think is as big on this occasion.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.